Aircheckdownloads.com.
Jax Jones and Callum Scott, Whistle on Gem on a Friday. We're going to have a nice weekend. We're all hyped for it. 4-day week, which has felt like a 10-day week. But you know what? We've made it. We are here for a Friday. It's Joe and Sparky. Hi.
Yeah, we are. And this is your wholesome feeling alert, because the next bit's going to make you feel nice, right? We have started a campaign this week, Make Quiche Cool Again. And it's because it's always been given a stigma that it's not cool, right? And that it's, your nan. That's what you always think of, don't you?
Or your granddad.
Or your granddad is what Joe said to me when I was like, oh, we should make quiche cool again, make a campaign for the show, right? But the elders are always passionate about quiche. And well, this comes from somewhere, isn't it, right? So we went to the source, didn't we?
They were young, they were cool once, and we've all got to remember that. In their quiche-eating days, I wonder, were they the cool kids in town?
Where did it all begin,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely right.
So to find out that, we went to Bramcote Hills Care Home yesterday. We spoke to Peggy, who's 96.
What?
Asked her how long she's been baking quiches.
I've never baked it myself, but I bought it from the supermarkets because I do like it.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody likes a bit of quiche. That's what we're trying to prove with this new campaign in 2023. Tell me your first memories of quiche then, completely.
I should think it was when I got married.
I mean, what a spread that would have been, Joe.
Did you have a wedding quiche on your wedding day?
Next to your pineapple and cheese hedgehog. Yeah. Surely you would have had one, wouldn't you, Peggy? Come on.
Could have been, yeah. Yeah.
Peggy, how would you convince the Gen Z listeners, the youth, to try a piece of quiche?
Get it down here.
Gwen, what do you know about quiche? Come on.
Well, I didn't know a lot until my kids grew up. And then when my son went to secondary school, he came home and asked for this quiche.
He'd heard about it at secondary school. And we all know that secondary school is the place where everyone starts getting cool, isn't it?
Apparently, loads of kids at their school had had it. I said, I've never heard of it. I says, are you sure you've got it right? He says, yes, quiche. And then he went away again and he came back and he says, why don't you buy any? I says, I never knew about it. And he says, next time, whenever he saw me at the table writing my shopping list, he says, would you put quiche on it? I says, I'll have a look at it first. So then he says, well, why? It's nice, I've told you. I says, well, where have you had it? And he said, school. Anyway, he made sure he went shopping with me that weekend.
You know what, when I was younger, I was always trying to, like, get chocolate bars in, but your son, like, obviously a man of class.
Well, normally he would have been, but that week he was more interested in me buying a quiche.
Gwen, did your life change because of quiche?
It did in some ways.
Yes! That's the answer. It definitely got more flavourful, didn't it?
It did. And we had quite a few of them, I've got to be honest.
You've given us a lot of the right answers that we need today, but how many years of experience have you got behind you, Gwen?
You mean my age?
Quiche years.
The quiche years. How old are you, Gwen?
I'm 83 on Monday.
You know what she needs.
Guys, can we have a birthday quiche for Gwen on Monday, please?
I was just going to say, you can send me a quiche.
We'll stick a candle in it for you, Gwen.
That's lovely.
Aww.
Has this made quiche cool again?
It has.
I think it might have done.
Hey, and Gwen and Peggy, they're definitely cool as well, right? We all heard that.
Aircheckdownloads.com.